USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A close call for Puerto Rico, but Hurricane Dorian just brushed it, then hitting the U.S. Virgin Islands with heavy winds and rains, and now it's on track to possibly hit Florida's east coast as a major Category 3 storm, although forecasters say it could impact anywhere from Miami to southern Georgia. The Broward County Emergency Management Director says,
at this point, it's all about preparation. Everyone should have already had an idea what they're going to do when the storm's threatening.
Forecasters say it could make landfall in the southeast U.S. late Sunday or on Labor Day. North Carolina authorities say they've arrested a university student who they say was planning a mass shooting. 19-year-old Paul Stieber, arrested in his dorm at High Point University. Police say they found two guns and a lot of ammunition. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Amid lots of talk that the U.S., the Afghan government, and the Taliban there are on the verge of an agreement that could allow the U.S. to bring troops back home, the Joint Chiefs Chairman Joe Dunford says any such withdrawal would be based on conditions on the ground in that war-torn country.
Any agreement that we have moving forward, the President's been very clear, is going to be conditions-based.
Dunford says the U.S. must be confident in the Afghan government and its security forces before any troops should be brought home. Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand ending her presidential campaign, announcing it online yesterday, but vowing to continue to focus on helping defeat President Trump in 2020. Now the Democratic Governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, responds, calling Gillibrand a rising star and adding that the people of New York are lucky to have her back full time. Gillibrand had fallen short of criteria to qualify for the third Democratic debate. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Deaths caused by drivers running red lights are at a 10-year high, according to a new study from AAA, which says the number of people killed by someone plowing through a red light reached 939 in 2017, the last year for which all the data is in. That's the highest death toll in 10 years, and it was the fifth straight year that fatalities from running red lights increased.
Drivers are distracted, they're impatient, and they're reckless, and they're making the decision to run a red light instead of safely stopping.
That's National AAA spokesman Doug Shoup speaking to CBS News. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says the deputy who lied about being shot is now out of a job. The sheriff says a criminal investigation's continuing, and he told reporters the rookie deputy has admitted that he lied about being shot last Wednesday outside the Lancaster Sheriff's Department station. Apple is out with an apology for having hired third-party contractors, which it allowed to listen to recordings picked up by its Siri voice assistant. Some of the recordings happened when Siri was accidentally triggered by muffled background, but a whistleblower said the voice assistant routinely recorded people making drug deals and talking about confidential information. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.